Hello, this is Elaine Handley, and this podcast is about my CMLAI reassignment for 2018-2019. I began my CMLAI reassignment with two goals. The first was to be an active member of the CMLAI team, working to support colleagues in terms of their mentoring and teaching and their own learning. I was intrigued by and not wholly versed in what CMLAI offered or could offer, and I thought this would be a great learning experience for me, and I was right. My second goal was a project I hoped this reassignment would offer me in the time to focus on. I had been working to make a connection between writing and self-compassion. I had some training in self-compassion core concepts in the fall of 2017, and there spoke with one of the founders and researchers of the mindful self-compassion model about whether anyone had looked at ways self-compassion could aid people in writing projects. She said no, but it was a good idea and I should move on it. I was eager to have the chance to think through my ideas on this topic and do some writing about it. In April, I had the opportunity, through this reassignment, to do a webinar on the ways that I have found self-compassion can affect not only our own writing, but also how we teach students to develop their writing skills. Early in my reassignment, Shanti Clemens, the CMLAI director, asked me if I would take the lead on establishing a podcast library on the CMLAI SharePoint site. We launched the idea of a podcast library at the mentor workshop in the fall of 2018. I began to talk with colleagues about making short podcasts that highlighted a pedagogical approach, a best practice, an especially good assignment, or some other mentoring or teaching tip. This was a way to enable faculty to share their work. I felt I should try to create a podcast myself if I was asking others to do so, and so I did. It felt empowering to use technology in a way I never had before, and I felt I could then honestly say to colleagues that it wasn't that hard to do. At this time, we have 7 podcasts in the library with more, I believe, in the works. Karen LaBarge and I also had a poster at the poster session at All College about podcasts as a way to try and get the word out, and we talked to several colleagues there about making podcasts. This year, CMLAI also started a monthly blog, and I was the guest writer for 3 of them. I enjoyed the thoughtful, conversational style of blog writing. The projects of producing a podcast, writing blogs, and creating a webinar had the commonality of thinking critically and creatively about how I could best express myself. I found the webinar mode awkward. It was strange to be talking to an unseen audience and not getting any visual feedback that I've relied on in the past, like facial expressions, gestures, eye contact. But presentations such as this are the new wave, and it was an excellent experience to have the opportunity to do a webinar, since it's such a popular way for people to attend talks. Each of the projects I worked on pushed me a little to advance my skills and thinking. In this past year, I learned how to literally create a podcast, wrote my first blogs, reflecting on the form and purpose of a blog, and I did my first webinar on a topic of my own creation using a format that I'm still learning about. Shanti encouraged me to set aside one day a week for my CMLAI work. I was never able to dedicate a day a week due to my teaching load, which I struggled with throughout the year despite having a quarter-time reduction. Regretfully, there was never enough time to be more contemplative about my CMLA work and scholarship, but I did have some. Moving forward with my own scholarship, I expect to continue my thinking and research about self-compassion and writing, for which the webinar helped coalesce my ideas. My goal is to write a paper for publication and to better inform my teaching of writing as well as impact my own writing practice with these ideas. My experience with podcasts has set me to think about how I can use them in my online courses as a way to introduce myself, trying to make my courses friendlier and by literally setting an open, encouraging tone. Ultimately, what was most important to me was the connections I made with colleagues, most specifically with the CMLAI team, all people who care deeply about the college and their work. I enjoyed our weekly team meetings, where we often brainstormed together, and my regular conversations with Shanti about my work. I appreciated learning more about the work of CMLAI, such as the Open Mic series that provides faculty a safe place to talk about issues they encounter. I also especially love the reading sessions held at the faculty conference in all college, where people came together to discuss a particular text about some meaningful topic. I came to understand and have a deep respect for the ways CMLAI help us make meaning of our work, share it, and support our work with students as well as our scholarship. In summary, my reassignment was a rich experience that helped me grow as a mentor and teacher, as a thinker and writer. I highly recommend it and am grateful to have had the experience.